Episode of the Click Nation's Comic Book Chronicles. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And tonight I'm joined by the Mr. Agent himself, Agent underscore 70 on Twitter.
What's up?
And we're also joined by Roddy Cat.
Bro.
That's at Roddy Cat on Twitter. And tonight, Dirt is not going to be joining us. He's under the weather. So we're carrying on in his stead.
Feel better soon.
Peace to Dirt. Shout out to Dirt.
But, yeah. Oh, so before I forget and get into the show, there will not be a episode of Comic Book Chronicles next week because I am otherwise busy. But since I'm slow uploading these to iTunes and Stitcher, maybe by the time next week rolls around, this episode will finally be up for you to listen to. But you can always go to the website, theclicknation.com, and watch the video portion of the podcast. And, of course, you can watch and listen to previous episodes of the Comic Book Chronicles, previous comic book reviews, and much more. Make sure to follow the Twitter account at TheClickNation, along with my personal Twitter account at TimDOGG98. We're on Facebook. Make sure to like us, Facebook.com/TheClickNation. Add us to your circles on Google Plus. Just search for The Click Nation in Google Plus, and also make sure to join the community, The Click Nation community. YouTube.com/TheClickNation. We're on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Just search for The Click Nation. And last but not least, if you ever have any emails you want to have read on a future show, send that on over to TheClickNation@gmail.com. Oh, and quick shout-outs to ComicRelated.com. They house our podcast also on their comic book community network of podcasts, so make sure to check them out on their website, ComicRelated.com.
And if you've got tweets that you want us to see either during the show or after the show or in between shows, hashtag Comic Book Chronicles, and we will see it.
Yes, and also, if you ever want to tune into the show live, or live every Thursday night except for next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and just go on over to theclicknation.com, and you'll see the post pop up there a couple minutes before 9 hits, because usually I wait to the last minute to post it. So, last week was New York Comic Con, the big grand event. And of course, we thought we were going to have our own Agent 70 there, but tickets were scarce this year, and he was not able to make it.
So sad. It still burns. It's so sad. It burns. It still stings to today. I actually was thinking about it today, you know, trying to catch up on some of the news during lunch, and I was just so annoyed that I wasn't there this year. So I'm going to redouble my efforts, and next year is going to be kind of, you know, probably going to make up for it and spend a little bit too much money.
So did anyone keep up with all the news going on last weekend from the con through various social media accounts or websites?
Or just me? Probably just you. Although I have to shout out one of our previous guests, Mast, tweeted me seeing if I would come, if I was going to be available during New York Comic Con, and I had to tell him that I wasn't going to be available, but to have a good time. So these are, if you guys recall, these are, you know, Mast and Joffo were a pair of French Turbo Comic or
Infinite.
Yeah, Infinite, exactly. Digital comic creators who were from France, and they were, and Mast was making his very first trip to New York City. So I hope he had a good time. I'm going to have to tweet him and find out. Maybe he's still recovering.
Yeah, I need to check on too. I saw when he had tweeted you to see if you were going.
Yep.
But I do have to add that I did have a Twitter user who went. Let me make sure I find his Twitter name so I get it right to give him shout-outs. He's got a confusing – it's not too confusing. Dominus – I don't know if that's an L after it. Oh, 37. PR Juggalo is his name on Twitter under his bio. But he went to the con and he sent me some pictures that I need to post up on the website that he took.
Excellent. Glad someone's picking up my slack.
So shout out to you, my friend. Thanks for hooking us up.
That's right. Thank you.
So let's get to talking about some of the news because it's a lot and I'm not going to talk about all of it.
Yeah, let's hit the big points.
Even some of the stuff I jotted down, we're not going to talk about.
Yeah.
Because, let's see. Fred Van Lente, or Lent, not sure how you pronounce the last name. Lente. He's going to take over Conan the Barbarian from Brian Wood.
Okay.
G.I. Joe and Transformers are going to cross over in an ongoing series from IDW.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
That's going to be kind of interesting.
It's not the first time they've done it.
Nope.
But were the previous ones ongoing series?
No, they were minis.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is ongoing. At least that's what the announcement said.
Wow.
Let's see. Then we had the first Marvel panel, which was the Amazing X-Men and Friends, I think it was called. And so we had the announcements of the all-new X-Men and Guardians of the Galaxy crossover called Trial of Jean Grey. So after Battle of the Atom, the original X-Men are still here in the present. Spoiler.
They're still in the present.
But once the universe finds out that Jean Grey, the former welder of the Phoenix Force, is alive and on Earth, they take exception with that. And then the Guardians are trying to protect Jean. So that's that story.
All right.
Peter David will be on another X-Factor book, all new X-Factor. And so far, the only team members we know are Polaris, who's the leader, Gambit, and Quicksilver.
No kidding. That's an interesting group.
Yep. And it's going to be like they plant seeds of it in the last couple issues of X-Factor where some corporation broke or got, I think, Polaris out of jail and offered her a job. It's basically like what if Google went into the business of mutants?
Okay.
I think that's how it was sort of its description of it.
It's interesting.
Let's see. X-23 is joining the cast of all new X-Men. And
really?
She's the one that's kissing Scott on that cover that they blacked out. who the woman was.
Ooh.
Yep.
I wonder how he's going to feel that he's, you know, when he finds out he's kissing a Wolverine clone.
And let's see, what else? Oh, the two X-Force books are going to cross over in a crossover called Vendetta. That's Uncanny X-Force and Cable and X-Force are the name of the books.
Right.
Ghost Rider is joining the cast of Thunderbolts.
And that's this weird.
This Ghost Rider is Johnny Blaze, which is important to remember for later on.
Yeah.
That's not too far of a stretch, because I can see Ghost Rider fitting in with that type of hit squad.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I've actually been enjoying the book since Charles Soule took over as the writer.
Yeah, not so much the art, though.
I like that art.
You do?
Yeah, everyone's hating on it. I like it's cartoonish.
It's quirky.
Yeah, it's quirky. I like it. I like it.
That's good.
And let's see, then there was the Avengers panel where they announced yet another Avengers book.
No, wait, there's another couple.
Well, yeah, there's a couple with Avengers in the title, but
yeah,
this is another. This one falls under the Hickman umbrella.
Yeah.
Is that Avengers World?
Yeah, Avengers World.
Oh.
And it's actually Nick Spencer is going to be the writer on it, and Hickman is sort of the overseer.
Like plotting the book, maybe?
Yeah, helping plot it. But
jeez, Marvel, why are you just going to milk more money out of us, man? Jeez.
Yeah.
God forbid they make more money, right?
But Stefano Caselli is going to be the artist on it.
That'll be good then.
Oh. Yep.
I wonder which part of this huge Avengers roster they're going to spotlight in Avengers World.
It's the same roster as in his main Avengers book.
Really?
Yeah.
So he doesn't have enough room in his main Avengers book to tell the stories. My goodness, Hickman is crazy, yo.
The way they explain it, this is more Spencer's book.
Okay.
So is it going to be like is it going to be like, say, 11, when it just had that side mission to Hong Kong or wherever? Be more stuff like that?
Supposedly, with what happens in Infinity, and more of a spotlight being on the Earth, the Avengers claim, you know, this is an Avengers world where we're its protectors, and they start to go out globally to, sort of demonstrate that. And it's going to tie in with some of the stuff with AIM that Nick Spencer's been doing. AIM, okay. I think I saw a solicit, actually, the January solicits, which we'll talk about later, came out for Marvel today. Right. And then, the Avengers World, I think number 2 solicit, there's a talk about an AIM empire. So I guess they'll be the first villain they face. But basically, Spencer's going to be playing off the same story threads that Hickman's been sort of have bubbling in his book.
Okay.
Yep.
Just like I said, just milking us for more money. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Loki, Agent of Asgard.
What's that?
Loki, Agent of Asgard.
Who's writing that?
Ooh, did I write it down? Oh, Al Ewan is.
Okay.
But
more kid Loki. Actually, that's a good thing.
It's an adult Loki.
Yeah.
What?
And that's what I'm saying. A website had an article up discussing him, and I wish I had clicked on it now, because they were trying to speculate what was going on, because supposedly it had, you know, things aren't as they seem with kid Loki and young Avengers, so. But supposedly, like, the All-Mother is sending Loki off on missions. And supposedly, like, Thor's dead.
What?
They're making it seem like Thor's dead in the beginning of it. I don't know.
Yeah, from the way I took it, sounds like what the stuff that's going on in Young Avengers is pretty much going to maybe lead into him becoming an adult again. And whatever happens from there, I guess, I don't know. Clearly, he's probably not going to be with them anymore, but that's what it sounded like when I was something I read earlier. But
interesting.
Which kind of makes sense considering the, if you, you know, some of his machinations are coming together.
Yeah, I guess they wanted to eventually restore adult Loki to the Marvel Universe, you know, since there is a Thor movie coming out in November. So eventually they have to put an adult Loki running around in the Marvel U, right?
Yeah, and he sort of looks like, who's the actor?
Oh, Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, mm-hmm. kind of looks like him on the cover.
Well, Tom Hiddleston was a ringer, you know, dead ringer for Loki. Even when, you know, they put that helmet on, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not the first time the Younger Avengers has been used for, you know,
spinoff potential.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Cool. There's some interesting stuff you're telling me now.
Oh, I still got a lot to go.
Let's go.
Black Widow, ongoing.
Yep.
Wow.
That's from Phil Noto and Georgia's own Nathan Edmondson. Making Georgia's own, I should say.
Nice.
Matt Town.
Nice.
So there's definitely going to be some military stuff in there because Edmondson is the writer behind the Activity.
And we'll bring his name up again later. Let's see, Avengers Undercover.
What?
Which is taking the place of Avengers Arena.
Oh.
The surviving Avengers Arena cast are infiltrating the Masters of Evil.
No kidding.
And they are at least told us we know six people that survive Avengers Arena because X-23 is going to be in all-new X-Men. And then they gave they called it the quintet of people that survived Avengers Arena. Let's see if I remember their names. Cullen, Cammy, I think
Nico? Hazmat. Does Nico not make it?
They ain't mentioned Nico.
Uh-oh.
I only named three.
Uh-oh.
Who else is in that book?
I don't know, anyway. Got me. I was about to say, my memory's shot tonight.
But, yeah, they'll be infiltrating the Masters of Evil, and then it goes on to, like, do they find themselves more at home with the villains? Dun, dun, dun. Let's see. They talk about Avengers AI, their now issue. They're going to be jumping the team 10,000 years into the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, and also Uncanny Avengers are going to guest star in a couple upcoming arc.
They got to boost the sales on AI, I guess. Guest stars in.
It was a quiet. Actually, yeah, it was kind of quiet for DC. They did announce that Stephanie Brown is coming back.
Okay, how do we react to that? What do we want? We want to clap?
Yeah, I mean,
she's like a spoiler.
Yeah, she's a fan favorite amongst a bunch of people, so I'm sure.
All right, let's clap.
Crowd.
Clap your hands up.
I joked that 2014 would be the return of Spoiler / Stephanie Brown, and 2015 would be the return of Wally West.
Pretty much.
2015? You think they're going to wait till 2015? Wow.
Why not? They wait this long.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd make folks wait longer just to
just to tease them.
Yeah. But she'll be appearing in the Gotham Eternal book, weekly book, that we did talk about last week, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
Superboy will die and be replaced with John Lane Kent, who is Clark and Lois's son from an alternate future.
What?
I remember reading that that's who Superboy is cloned after, actually. So the original Superboy is going to take over the book.
They are really, seriously, they're really running out of ways to freshen up New 52, aren't they?
You know? I didn't care about Superboy anyway, so.
I don't think too many people did.
Yeah.
Whatever with them. And also, Supergirl is going to be moving to another corner of the DC Universe, away from the Superman family. And supposedly,
you mean like away from Metropolis?
Well, they said that, you know how at DC they have like all the different families? like the Bat family of books, the Justice League family of books, the Superman okay. family of books, Green Lantern family, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So supposedly she's going to be moving to another corner. And supposedly it's going to be...
What corner is that? The cancellation corner?
We'll get to those also. But supposedly it's going to be tied to Charles Soule.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what... I have to think what book.
I don't know how the hell Charles Soule turns this stuff. Now, I'm exhausted.
Right now he's on... See, the only thing I can think of, unless he's just going to be adding another book... Oh, yeah, he does Swamp Thing, doesn't he? Or is that? Oh, maybe it's that. I was thinking of Red Lanterns. Maybe she gets filled with rage. there was some other DC news I was going to bring up.
Really? That's all the DC news?
They didn't announce any new books or anything.
That's crazy. DC, supposedly eclectic. DC stays losing.
Supposedly they didn't have a big booth either.
No, they announced that before the show that DC was not going to have a traditional booth, or at least as big a booth.
I was listening to a podcast this morning actually, and they were sort of going over the each day's events, and they were on like Thursday, which was like the preview day, and they were like they couldn't find DC's booth, and it was like because it was like way in the corner by itself.
DC stays losing.
Was the Kevin DC. Smith stuff, was that the Eternal book or is that something different?
Gotham Eternal?
Supposed to be writing, a Batman.
That's that weekly book with Snyder and Tinian and whoever else. Lemire, I think, and Tim Seeley. And speaking of DC, I'll go ahead and talk about the last bit of DC news and then we'll jump back to Marvel. James Tynion IV is leaving Talon after issue 14. Ongoing writer hasn't been announced yet, but Margaret Bennett is writing issue 15.
Okay.
Which is like a standalone story.
Good for her.
And Vibe and Katana are both canceled. Last issues are in December. Because they did not show up in the January solicits.
And so did in a couple of other books, but we may talk about them later.
DC?
No, for Marvel.
Yes, because it's funny. I'll go ahead and talk about it.
Well, we'll go through this. Are we going to use the Newsarama article? What did we learn? Or
we can do it for Marvel because I already have that one up. The DC one, I don't think there was too much in it, really.
It's all right. That's fine.
More of our evil stuff. But, usually I read solicits and we pay much attention to stuff. I'm like, I just read the description of each book and then I look at the cover, like, that looks cool. But, like, for some reason today, I was reading them and I got to the end and I was like, wait a minute. I didn't see a book that I clicked on here.
Right.
I ain't saying, that's all I said online because the writer.
What happened?
The writer follows me, so I didn't want to say nothing.
And he was kidding
at the time. But we'll get to that in a minute. That's DC. Not much. So back to Marvel stuff. Okay, so let's see. More announced titles for Marvel. All new Marvel now?
No.
We have Ghost Rider with a teenage Hispanic Ghost Rider.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Is that what...
And he doesn't just drive fast motorcycles. He likes fast cars. So he'll.
It's Fast and Furious Ghost Rider.
That's basically what I called it, the Fast and Furious Ghost Rider. Gotta get the NOS.
Exactly, it's a NOS. Where's the NOS?
Where's the NOS? I forget the guy's name, but it's like two R, like RR are his initials. So.
Okay.
Wait, not Robbie Rodriguez.
No, but it might be like Ramirez, his last name, something like that.
Okay.
It was a Hispanic-sounding name.
And that's the new Ghost Rider? Wow.
So we have Johnny Blaze and Thunderbolts, and then you have this kid. Winters is like their way of like trying to, like this is the mystical side of Marvel's Nova.
Right. And also expand the Marvel database of
Ghost Riders.
No, not even Ghost Riders, but of characters of color.
Yeah. Which I don't mind that. Actually, I don't mind any of it. I just have to see how it... And I forget who's the writer on this. I didn't jot that down. Hold on. because I still have the teasers up.
You know, that's kind of interesting. I'm just thinking the Power Man is younger. They brought out Alpha, got this dude.
Yeah, where's Alpha in the book? He should be in a book.
They're probably trying to figure out how to make him more palatable to the audience.
Yeah,
because well, he's supposedly just annoying.
Supposedly that mini series that they did was supposed to help with that. I don't know. Right. I didn't read it. So
We reviewed it, and it was okay, but I don't think it really helped make the character more like easier to take.
Yeah.
So this was the Overdrive teaser with Felipe Smith and Trad Moore. So Trad Moore did one of the Luther Strode books from DC or Image.
Okay.
Illustrated it at least. So that should be at least the tone of, and he's done some stuff, some Deadpool books, because I saw some images of that. It looks nice. Kind of remind me of that, kind of like the artist from Thunderbolts that you said you don't like.
Right. It's okay. I mean, it's something that if I was really into the book, I'd buy it regardless. But because I'm just reviewing it, I don't know if I'd plop down money to buy it.
Right. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Okay. So, Iron Patriot.
Really?
Boo!
Really?
Oh, man. Let me rephrase that.
Say what?
I like Rhodey. I like War Machine. I never liked Iron Patriot.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. I never liked Iron Patriot.
Yeah. So that's, I don't like. I'm
Do we really not want to call him War Machine?
Yeah, like apparently not. They're
bunch of hippies.
Yeah. This is from Alex Les, or I don't know if it's Alex or Les Cott, who is now the new, he will be the new Secret Avengers writer.
Okay.
Which is getting relaunched with a new number one for some strange reason.
They probably just don't want to continue any of the old threads, and they may want to reboot the team.
So just bring the new team up, new creative team on, and keep it going.
You know how it is. Number one issue sell.
Yeah. Silver Surfer. Dan Slott and Mike Allred.
Happy to see the Surfer back in the Marvel U proper.
Yeah.
He's going to have a girlfriend to fly around space with.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, a human girl named Dawn something.
Okay.
So look out for that. And IGN had posted a post announcing that Fantastic Four is coming to an end. And then they're going to relaunch it with a new number one by James Robinson and Leonard Kirk.
Hmm.
But then they took the post down. And I haven't seen anyone else post any news about it since.
Marvel the only thing I saw was the cancellation.
Yeah, Marvel hasn't released anything, any news. So people are wondering maybe IGN announced it prematurely.
Probably.
But James Robinson did say that he had some more Marvel work.
Interesting.
That would be coming after his, you know, all new Inhuman. All
Invaders.
New Invaders book.
Yeah. They probably don't want to step all over the finale to Fantastic Four. That's why.
Yeah. There's going to be a Marvel Infinite book for Deadpool called Deadpool the Gauntlet.
Okay.
And then some more teasers announced. Captain Marvel being relaunched with a new number one.
Good for her.
She's going cosmic. She's going space.
That's sort of where she belongs.
Yeah, I was like, that kind of makes sense.
You know, especially if they're going to give her like more binary level type powers. I know that they're playing with the idea of her power levels. So, you know, someone who's packing that much heat, you know, really should be on a scale, you know, should be, you know, in a theater, on a battlefield that's more apt, you know, more appropriate.
And it's funny because this afternoon Marvel released thought the teasers were done, but they released one today that said Ms.
Nice.
M-S.
I'm happy that the character is getting a real push like this.
So,
it's a green Ms. too.
Yeah, the font was green.
Hmm.
People were wondering, is someone that's going to take over the Ms. Marvel title?
Oh, maybe.
That was the first guess, of course. But like you said, the green wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
But so yeah, we had Captain Marvel. That's from Kelly Sue DeConnick and David Lopez.
Yay.
Elektra, again, an ongoing series from Zeb Wells and Mike Del Mundo, which I'm actually looking forward to.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I like Mike Del Mundo's art on the last two issues of Superior Spider-Man Team-Up.
Does it seem like Marvel's like got so many books in the pipeline now?
Yeah, they do, actually.
It seems like we've been talking about how many books that they're about to not relaunch, but actually start.
And half of them are Avengers.
Yeah.
Avengers in the name.
That's crazy. And I think, Tim, me and you were kind of glossing over that over Twitter, I think, earlier, talking about how we were talking about the Kang stuff we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And how there's a whole lot of books and stuff coming out of, not Infinity, but the time being messed around, and I guess other stuff we'll get to later.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. They're milking this Joker for as much as it's worth.
I mean, I could see next summer's big crossover event being the conclusion of this time stuff.
You mean like a crisis?
Oh, no.
I'm going to go on record and say Marvel's not going to reboot their universe.
No, but
they don't do that. Not that that's a bad thing, but...
No, it's just that every other book is changing, ultimately changing the universe.
Yeah. So I said Nathan Edmondson, name would be coming back up. So he's doing Punisher with his activity partner, Mitch Gerard.
Nice.
Punisher's moving to California.
Wow, interesting.
He's going after a specific villain or gangster person.
Interesting.
And I saved this for last because this is the news that I was the most excited for. New Warriors! From Chris Yost and Marcus Toe. Come on, man. How do you not know?
No, I didn't. That was the one thing I didn't see.
That was the last book they announced. They saved it for last. So
it's like the Young Nova. It's Justice. It's
Speedball. Scarlet Spider.
Scarlet Spider was the surprise.
Hummingbird. Who?
Who is that?
That chick in Scarlet Spider.
Okay.
Rosalie, or how you say her name?
Oh, okay.
That's her code name, which I had totally forgot to.
So. I did not know that.
And so basically they're going to be sort of like how the original New Warriors were and represent all different corners of the Marvel Universe. They're going to have humans, they have an Atlantean, a mutant, a clone, they're going to have an Inhuman.
That's cool.
And they're taking on the high evolutionary.
Oh, wow, that's kind of out of their league, I think, but okay.
Well, hey, it's not Nuke again, so, you know.
That's true.
It's not who?
Nuke.
That's the guy Cap's fighting, right?
Is it? Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but...
No, I know what you're talking about. The guy that blew up Stanford.
Right.
Oh, that
was... started Civil War.
Wolverine killed him, didn't he? He cut his arms off, I know.
Something like that.
Or his hands off. Let's see, I did save the link for the DC solicits. Do we want to go through that?
No, let's go through the Marvel ones the Newsarama article, because I have it queued up.
Okay, before you do that, there were some Ant-Man casting rumors.
Ooh.
Supposedly Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Paul Rudd are in the running.
And JLG was like, nah, it's not. He dismissed that one.
Not happening.
He was like, yeah, he would have told him.
I'd have preferred neither, actually. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd be fine. And I'll preface this by saying I'm very bad at the casting game. Because I don't think like that. Who would be good for this role? I don't know.
I mean, look, would you have been able to cast Tom Hiddleston yourself? No.
No.
So we just
can't cast any of these things. So I just wait to see how their performance is. I'm a patient man.
Yeah, we have to be.
So let's go through these Marvel solicits because I want to know if they're doing the same stuff I brought up in my mind.
All right, ready?
Yep.
All right, number 10, Rags Morales, an all-new publisher. So apparently Rags Morales is jumping DC ship, and he's jumping on as part of the lineup for the all-new Marvel Now, point one, number one. Say that five times fast. So Rags Morales is on board for this particular Marvel project, and I guess at some point he's going to be churning out more stuff.
What did he do at DC?
Rags Morales was doing a lot of stuff. He was doing, if I'm not mistaken, the Justice League book, or he had a pretty high profile gig at DC, and he's had a high profile at DC for a while now.
I mean, I've recognized the name, I just can't think of any of his work.
Right. So but that's definitely a strong artist for that Marvel can use, and he's got a definite style that you can spot. You know, it's reminiscent of a little bit of Pacheco, a little bit of Jim Lee, a little bit of, you know, some of that style. But, you know, he's definitely got a nice refined style, and it should translate very well to Marvel characters. Number 9, Logan versus Sabretooth. So we have this is a continuation of the Origin 2 storyline. So we'll see how that pans out. I think we talked about this Origin 2 miniseries starting in the December solicits when we went over them. So that's this is sort of delving into more of what's going to happen in this Origin 2 limited series.
Yeah, this is one of those stories I ignored.
That's funny.
I need to actually read up on it, though.
Number 8. You'll love this, Tim Dog. The Strife of Two X-Forces.
At first I was wondering if the Strife that would be the villain in this crossover was Future Hope, who we saw as Strife and Cable and X-Force, but nope, they said the original Strife.
Interesting. It's more Cable versus Bishop, though. I'm kind of tired of that. But it's X-Force versus X-Force, which is interesting.
Only one X-Force team would be left standing.
Dun, dun, dun.
Cable and Uncanny X-Force one in February, anyone? I'd actually prefer that over both books, probably.
Yeah, it's just one too many X-Force books, you know that.
I like Cable and X-Force, though.
Okay. All right, number 7, Professor X, back in school? What? So there's talk of numerous deaths in Marvel's January 2014 plans, but we've also got the promise of new life for one of Marvel's biggest fallen heroes in recent memory. So there's a demonic shade of Professor X that's been haunting the Legion in X-Men Legacy. So we'll see what happens with that and see if he comes back. Interesting stuff. Any thoughts?
No, because I haven't been paying attention to X-Men Legacy. Because I totally skipped the solicit.
I don't think we've ever reviewed an issue of X-Men Legacy on the Comic Book Chronicles.
I read the first 4 issues of it, and I just didn't care.
Yeah, Tim, what great.
What episode? We're up to episode 42. 42 episodes of the Comic Book Chronicles, people, and I don't think I've ever talked about X-Men Legacy. Telling you, man.
Dork Geek has asked, didn't Apocalypse consume Strife the last time we saw him? Honestly, I don't know, because
I don't remember.
That happened in the Cable solo book once it restarted with them time hopping through the future. But I'm not sure. That's back before I actually started going back reading comics hardcore. So I'm just keeping up with stuff through like Wikipedia and
I do not
news remember. Articles on websites.
That may have been during a time when I wasn't reading like one particular X book or another. All right, let's move on. Number 6, Marvel gives away Deadpool for free. Interesting.
I think that's a Trad Moore cover or image too. At least that's what they were displaying Trad Moore's art for that Elektra series. They showed that image.
Okay, that's interesting. So in January, Deadpool the Gauntlet number 1 is going to be completely free, according to Marvel solicits. The digital first series, which was announced at this year's New York Comic Con, promises to unveil a Deadpool adventure in which he works for the Prince of Darkness himself, Dracula. Oh, boy. So it's interesting.
Yeah, speaking of Deadpool, there is another one of those Deadpool books from Cullen Bunn is coming out. They announced that.
Wow.
I forget which one this one's called. Night of the Living Deadpools.
Hmm.
So.
Interesting.
That series continues.
So just reading the last paragraph, let me just read this so that everyone can digest it afterwards. Deadpool the Gauntlet is an Infinite comic. When the series was announced at New York Comic Con, it was referred to in interviews strictly for its digital release in January. But with Marvel not only soliciting a print version the same month, but offering it free, it marks a change of tactic for the publisher in delivering the comics made for the Infinite Comics platform to print readers. Interesting. A different way to get that stuff into the print reader hands.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Number five. Uh-oh. Revolutionary War becomes a group affair. And the cover of the solicits shows a whole bunch of Marvel UK characters from back in the day.
Drawn by Mark Brooks.
Interesting.
Yeah, this one had been hinted at for
a they announced that a while ago.
Yeah.
I've been reading it, though.
It's just interesting to see what the cover looks like. Some of the characters in there were pretty interesting, but, you know, they went away really fast.
But I do commend Marvel for bringing the British heroes together in a story arc. Maybe if enough readers and fans like it and support it, they could get maybe an ongoing series from it.
Mm. Yeah, so all you Union Jack fans, get out there and support.
That's right. That's right. Get out there. Number four, Deaths Ahead for Avengers. So apparently somebody's going to die in Avengers number 25 and Cataclysm, the Ultimate's Last Stand. So we'll see how that works. See who dies. You know, it is comic books after all. So let's keep that in mind, people. It
better not be Cannonball or Sunspot. That's all I got to say.
It'll probably be Wonder Man.
That's what I think, too. I agree with...
No, Wonder Man, remember, Uncanny Avengers has a hero dying, too.
Right.
Right. Oh.
That's got to be separate. Remember, that'll be different.
But that might be Sunfire, though.
Oh, that sucks, man. Why they got to get rid of the Asian guy?
I mean, I'm not saying that. I don't have any, because I haven't even touched Uncanny, but that'll be later. But that seems the logical one.
And remember, Wonder Man isn't in the main Avengers book, so it can't
be him.
All right, he shows up in Avengers Assemble this week.
Yeah, that's only because Uncanny does, so. Yeah.
That's right. All right, number three. Alan, the original writer, Moore. What in the heck is this? So
the artist formerly known as
Right. So this is regarding Miracle Man.
Oh.
So wow. That's crazy. So I'm just trying to figure out what they mean by this.
He doesn't want his name on the books from something I saw. That there was an article I saw earlier that said that. So I'm not sure why.
Oh, I see. He does this. Oh, okay. Okay. So he doesn't want his name in use in promotion of the work he did for them in the past.
Right.
Oh. Silly. Silly. All right. Moving on. Uh-oh. This is regarding what we talked about earlier. Going, gone. Wolverine Max number 15 is the final issue of that series. Fantastic Four and FF also reached their conclusions in January, which was announced at New York Comic Con. So X-Men Legacy 23 seems to be headed towards, which is solicited for January, seems to be headed towards a finale as well. Hawkeye.
Yeah, this is what I was alluding to earlier.
Oh, that's actually not the one I had.
Well, this and the next one, but yes. Yeah.
The next one, right. The one I noticed.
But Hawkeye is apparently a skip month in January. So they're just skipping it so that they can try to get back on schedule. So no fear, Hawkeye fans. That's right.
Yeah, and we'll come into that later.
You know, they skipped September.
All right. And finally, we're getting to what everyone seems to be kind of surprised about. So fans of Fearless Defenders, guess what?
Yeah.
December's number 12 is going to be the final issue.
And that's been confirmed, I see.
Yep.
I can't say this was unexpected.
I thought the story lost steam after like the third or the fourth issue, you know, like the series.
Yeah.
I will say it seems like it's taken a long time to get to the whatever the end game is.
Right.
Assuming there was one.
Yeah. It's, yeah. And like, what they're on issue. They're in the double digits, aren't they?
I think it's 10 or 11 now.
Yeah, they're in the double digits, and they're still recruiting members or still adding members to the team.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to wonder how soon did Cullen Bunn know that the series is coming to an end, you know, to start writing for a finale when you sort of consider all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Defenders books don't really fare all that well anyway, or have historically never fared well anyway.
Yeah, except for that initial run.
Well, yeah.
You know, that initial run lasted quite a few years, but ever since the characters within the Defenders have become more mainstream, you know, they're all Avengers now, really. Even Surfer
is
pretty much like the only character that's not an Avenger right now.
Yeah.
So, that's a good point. So ultimately, I think maybe the concept of the Defenders is something that they're constantly going to be reinventing. You know, the non-team, which is what it used to be.
Right. They're going to rebrand the champions.
Maybe. We'll see.
No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I want to go back to when we were talking about the Avengers dying and whatnot. In that solicit for number 25, they did mention that Hickman was taking a page out of the Bendis book and all new Avengers.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The original Avengers team from the past being brought to the future.
Time travel.
So could one of them be the ones to die? They didn't say exactly what time period. They were screwing a lot of stuff up. But that's more time travel. More theories. Roddy Cat, more theories.
Oh, man. Don't worry. I'm going to have them.
Okay, now we're up to number one. Double the pleasure, double the fun, double the cost. So apparently there's going to be a lot of double shipping books in January 2014. Guess what? Listen to this list of double shipping books.
Before you get into that, I will say that when the original Marvel Now launched, they did the same thing. A lot of books were double shipping.
And still are, I think.
Well, no, right now it's only all new.
Like a couple of the main books.
It's Avengers, all new X-Men.
And Superior.
And Superior. And all new X-Men might not even be anymore.
Right. So listen to this list.
Yeah, Cable and X-Force and a bunch of other books used to do it.
Well, yeah, maybe because they were ahead, so they wanted to get the books out quickly. Instead of dragging it on, like, instead of having these books in the can so that they could, you know, stretch the series out for an extra month or two, they just threw it at people and hoped that they would be still willing to buy. So listen to this list, people. All new X-Men, Avengers World, Black Widow, Thunderbolts, all new X-Factor, Iron Man, Miracle Man, Superior Spider-Man, Thor God of Thunder, Uncanny X-Force, Cable and X-Force, and X-Men Legacy all have two issues in January. Get that wallet out. Spend your Christmas money. Start trying to write this stuff off for your taxes. That's what January is going to be like, people. Yeah.
And if you're like me and are in that limbo between dropping books and, well, getting to the point where you're about to drop books, now would be a good time to start making that list up.
That's right.
Time must come.
That's right. Amen to that. I'm like, oh, no, I got to add Avengers World to my list. Oh,
I know.
That and all the X Factor.
Yeah. Out of this list, I see at least there's only like, well, two, maybe three. I kind of want to check out that Black Widow book. But
yeah, I mean, I already pulled Thor, God of Thunder.
Yeah, but I don't know half of this stuff I already read anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Spidey might be a drop, but we'll see.
How dare you?
Hey. Yeah.
Spider-Man.
I kind of enjoy where it's going now because I love, you know, like it's too bad Dirt's not here, so I can poke fun at him because, you know, I personally love seeing Ock suffer.
Yeah, the thing is, I like the book. It's been a good read. I'm slightly tired of Ock a little bit, but it's kind of to the point where I'm like, you know, just
do it already. Get rid of him.
Too much stuff happens each issue.
Yeah. Like
drama keeps building on top of each other.
Which is a good thing, because that's the slot thing, because, you know, it's not like this is the first time he's built up and built up and built up. So, you know, it's just like, all right, Doc's an ass, and he seems to be going along with it. We'll just wait when either Peter comes back or something really breaks.
Hmm.
And I did review this week's issue on theclicknation.com. And a lot of people have clicked that link.
No kidding. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Like 200 yesterday. I've noticed people will click links for Superior Spider-Man and, to a lesser extent, all new X-Men. But Spider-Man, yeah, those Superior Spider-Man reviews, people go to read those.
Oh, excellent. Good work.
I'll be doing more of them.
Good work. Good work. Hey, they're coming twice a month, man.
Yeah, you're going to be busy.
That's right. Yeah. Look, we can quickly go through our TV reviews.
This I didn't watch Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week. I need to catch up, so you guys can talk about it. I'll go on mute.
I had it on in the background. I didn't pay too close attention to it, to be honest. But it kind of seemed like the weaker episode to me.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't too crazy about it.
Well, I mean, the main thing you could pretty much take away with this one is that they kind of dipped into Coulson again at the end of it. But outside of that, it was pretty much a standard. I mean, I thought it was a good episode, but because you get to see more about Coulson's past in a way, you know, and it sounds like this is what the series is going to do from time to time. It's like, yeah, we're going to just bring up little elements, kind of flesh out Coulson just a little bit more. And this episode kind of went into that a little bit with the plot. And then, of course, they instead of saying Tahiti is magical, they dropped another little nugget about what may or may not be going on with him. So,
I supposedly,
thanks for not spoiling it, guys. Because you know I will be watching it this weekend when my schedule clears up a little.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Then we had episode 2 of Arrow, which I enjoyed. I like that they're adding humor to our hero team of Ollie and Diggle and Felicity. There's a lot of banter back and forth between the characters, and it was a lot more wittier than season 1. It sort of shows that they are becoming more comfortable working together. And then we had, who was the female villain? Did anyone else watch that?
No.
Bronze Tiger was one of the villains, but he was working with some white haired Kelly who played her.
It wasn't like Lady Shiva, was it?
No, it's not Lady Shiva.
It's not Cheshire.
No. She has like two names too. Like Bronze Tiger has two names. I don't know. Maybe if someone watching will tweet it at us like Dirt Geekus just did. But he says, going back to S.H.I.E.L.D., he says, seems like Coulson is a LMD and I might drop the series. I expect
more. Just keep watching it.
It's like they are Karsus.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and say at the beginning of it, I thought that was the case too. And the Tahiti stuff could be a red herring, but I'm thinking no. Because if it was an LMD, and the reason why I mentioned it up, because this episode, the response to this episode would have made me think that if it was an LMD, that would have told itself. And it still could be, because what I'm thinking may still not be the case, but I'm not thinking that's the case. That would have come out by now, I think.
Okay.
All right.
And is there anything else worth mentioning? I think that's about it for Arrow.
China White, by the way.
China White, yes. Thank you.
That's some schism right there.
I told you it had two names. I told you it had
that's some schism right there, yo.
Yeah. So what else we got?
That's funny.
Oh, and there's another show I jotted down.
Hold on. Walking Dead?
Hell no.
That's funny. Almost. What about you, Roddy Cat? Walking Dead?
Nah. Zombied out. I can't do it.
Thank you. I did watch the season premiere, though, just because everyone else was tweeting about it. I had to see what the big deal was.
It was okay. I thought it was okay. I thought it set up a couple good plot lines for the coming season, so we'll see. I did watch The Walking Dead on Sunday, so.
But
we'll see how that goes. All right.
Last night was the Superheroes on PBS documentary.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. It's actually online.
Yeah, they actually put it out on DVD the same day.
Right.
And they've replayed it a couple of different times also, but I hadn't had a chance to watch it yet.
Is it worth getting on DVD?
I might get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had a DVD for like $19.99 or $10 more, Blu-ray for $29.99.
We'll see how much it is on Amazon.
Or you can just, I guess, I can find that link that I saw online for it. And it's not illegal. I don't think it's an illegal link either.
Yeah. And like I said, they have replayed it a couple times since. And PBS probably every now and then will. So I would say check your listings. It might show up again.
Good idea.
But it was, I mean, they covered a lot of ground. They talked about, you know, the early days. I didn't really start tuning in until, because it was a 3-hour doc. So around after the first hour, I kind of started tuning in, and they talked about, like, you know, the death of Superman and, minorities in comics.
Okay. Interesting.
And current stuff. They talked near the end. They talked about Civil War and so.
The death of Cap.
I can't remember if they talked about the death of Cap or not. I don't think they did. But yeah. So definitely I suggest trying to find that if you can, or purchasing it on DVD or Blu-ray.
Sounds good.
That's it for our long news.
Yeah, seriously.
I have a couple of tidbits. Nothing we don't have to really go into.
Go for it.
Neil Gaiman has a digital book, or one of his Lost Tales is out digitally for free for charity.
Wow.
Let's see. Lone Wolf and Cubs creator has some writer's tips.
Nice. Goseki Kojima?
No. What is this? Let me back up. What did I do?
What am I thinking? Is that the artist's name?
No, that might be the artist. Kazuo Koike.
That's right. I think Goseki Kojima is the artist. You're right. Yeah. Okay. Kazuo Koike. Yeah, I got you.
Yes. And, I remember I mentioned last week about Bleeding Cool taking down an article about Quantum and Woody and Christopher Priest.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I was going to say I forgot to put that in the news.
That's all right. Yeah, it turns out that was something, and they're going Christopher Priest is going to be doing a mini Quantum and Woody series, but it's not going to be in line with what's going on now. So it's probably going to be more along the lines of what he did in the book, I guess.
They actually said they say it's going to be picking up it picks up where their old series left off.
So right.
It's going to be 20 years later. And they're going to be not old men, but, you know, they're older. And, like, the image they showed, like, Quantum has a walker.
Walker. That's funny.
So, yeah. That should be pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Let's see. The only other ones I have is Dan Didio is going to hear Whoopi Goldberg's pitch on The View, which I found amusing. Because apparently, I guess he's going to be on The View soon for some reason.
She's going to pitch a book?
I guess.
Wow. Yeah. DC is really losing now. Where's Eclectic when I need him?
Yeah. Well, the good thing about that is that once that does happen, it'll pretty much guarantee that it'll probably never get done one way or the other. Unless they risk a lawsuit or something. I don't know. But So, but the only other thing that I have real quick is that Matt Fractions has a response to a fan considering suicide.
I saw that. I was scrolling through. Was it a CBR?
Yeah.
And that's pretty important that he would put that much time into, you know, helping somebody out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it kind of goes along to what I thought about sex criminals in a way, but I probably would still write something about that at some point because it seemed a little honest, I guess, or autobiographical in some reason. I don't know why, but that's more on that at some other time. And then there's a Chris Claremont documentary screened at Columbia University from Bleeding Cool.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's going to go. It doesn't. I don't know if that's gonna go, like, come out anywhere. I didn't have a chance to go through the whole thing, but they were basically doing a Q&A and they talked about it.
Interesting.
So, and they asked them a few questions about other stuff, but
interesting. They'd actually do a documentary on Claremont.
Yeah. So be on the lookout. Maybe it'll come out somewhere.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, so we got all the news that's fit to talk about on the CBC.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Now we fly through comic reviews because I want to be here past 11. I do want to mention
Boom. We did get started late, though, so.
Yeah, we did get started late, like 15 minutes late. That was on me. So we finished 15 minutes early.
Ah, let's rock. Let's go. Comic list. Pull up the comic list.
I mentioned Boom Studios had Imagine Agents number one. This would be where Dirt would pull up an image of it, but he's not here. But it is
the Bill Bennett Dirt.
I made it the preview image for this blog post for this week's episode of Comic Book Chronicles. It kind of looks like a fun book, like sort of Men in Black with like, I don't want to say teddy bears, but like children characters.
Okay.
I don't know. It looks kind of interesting. Art was nice. I haven't read it yet. I just kind of saw the cover and flipped through the first couple pages. It's number one from Boom. So there you go. Yeah. Dark Horse had some stuff that I haven't read. I did want to mention Brain Board number two, which I will read. And Buzzkill number 204. Anyone reading anything else from Dark Horse?
Not this week.
Cool.
I don't think so. No.
Not this week.
And if I skip something you want to bring up, just let me know.
Not this week. I guess Brain Boy I'm going to try to catch up on because I like the first issue. So.
Yeah, first issue is cool. I need to try to see if I can get Fred Valente do an interview. Supposedly their Dark Horse people are available for interview. When they send the review copies out, they always say. Because they send their like review stuff out like 2 weeks early.
Okay. Yeah, they want to get that stuff. They want to get the interviews out there so that it's there contemporaneously.
Yeah, if I ever got caught up on my current reading, I could jump ahead and do early stuff. But that never happens. DC and stuff they had. I know I just want to bring up for Animal Man 24 that Rafael Albuquerque, I think his name is the new ongoing artist on it.
Okay.
And he used to do American Vampire.
All right.
Steiner. His art actually looked kind of nice. It kind of almost had me kind of curious about Animal Man 24, but I doubt I'll read it.
Anybody here read anything DC this week?
I read DC last week, finally.
I did not read anything DC this week, I don't think. I did not get to Justice League of America number 8. I did not get to Green Lantern Corps or New Guardians 24 or Batman Superman number 4. So I'm pretty useless on DC this week.
Hey, this might go quicker than you thought, Tim.
What's that?
I said this might go quicker than you thought, Tim.
I will say I did read a bunch of last week's DCs last night. Because I read Green Lantern 24 and Green Lantern Corps 24. So I'm caught up on Lights Out. I read Nightwing 24. I even read Earth 2 number 16, which was James Robinson's last issue for that. I might actually start reading that going forward.
Okay.
And, Detective 24. So, yeah, I'm all caught up on DC just about. I think there's, like, maybe two more books I need to read from last week.
Wow.
But, yeah, honestly, yeah, not DC stuff I haven't looked at yet.
That's so bad. Are we all that busy that we just can't get to our review copies? My goodness.
Yes. That's my answer. My quick answer is yeah. Yes.
Jeez. All right, moving on.
Dynamite.
Anybody?
Don't.
Crickets. Where are the crickets? There they are.
There they go.
I'm kind of curious about, I'm interested in King's Watch, but I have not read.
A friend of mine on Twitter has been saying he enjoys it. Shout out to Psychotic Dreams. I forget what your last two numbers on your Twitter name are, but Psychotic Dream. Just Psychotic Dreams. Okay, no number.
All right.
But I saw a couple, like two tweets yesterday. He was saying how he enjoys the book King's Watch,
cool.
Which is the crossover, well, not crossover, but teaming up of who the characters?
It's Defenders of the Earth. So it's Flash Gordon, Mandrake, and the Phantom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's Dynamite. IDW had nothing that I want to read this week. Just double checking. Yep. Okay. Image, more stuff I haven't read.
Ah, same here.
I did read Morning Glories 32 last night. That was last week's book. And
actually,
it's actually 2 weeks ago because number 33 is out this week.
And you still into it?
Am I into it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know what's going on, but it's not in a bad way where I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I'm not reading this anymore.
Sure.
I want to get into Mind the Gap, but I haven't. I tried reading one of them, and it kind of gave me that vibe of like, it's too confusing. It's too deep. 237, which came out like 2 weeks ago, I still need to read. And Ghosted 4, I think, he also came out at least within the last 2 weeks. Still got to read. I'm trying to think of anything else on here. I will read. I think I've started trying to read Thief of Thieves. So I'll read that. And I need to go back and read 01 so I can read 1 and 2.
Are we dropping the ball as reviewers because we're just not reading enough?
Nah.
Once we get to Marvel, we'll
it's just kind of an off week. Yeah, just kind of an off week thing, it seems like. So.
Well, I always make sure to read the Marvel stuff if I can. That's just
I hate to say I'm in the same boat. Like, it's my bread and butter. In the time that I have, you know, Wednesday and Thursday nights, that's what I'm trying to read. And then I try to get to whatever I can, you know, the other stuff when I can.
Yeah.
Okay. So Marvel Now, of course.
Marvel Now.
Anyone's reading A plus X?
I had been. I didn't get to this week's issue.
Okay. Skip it. Avengers number 21. Infinity tie-in.
You know this is required reading.
Yeah. I read it. I'm trying to remember what happened in it.
Let's see.
The stuff with the It's Nala and
Captain. Yeah, Earth. they kind of had a big part of it, basically. The war ended up, so after Infinity 4, things started turning around for the worse. Well, seemed like it was going bad. And the only thing they had left in play, they kind of put in play in this one.
What happened was, just to be clear,
sure.
They actually started having success, and then the tide turned again.
Right. Right, and then they started using their last, they're starting throwing other Hail Marys that they had come around, and then the Nahili, whatever, doing their part.
And then Captain Universe fought some of the
builders.
And builders.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called? Was it builders and engineers? Or?
Right.
Yes.
What are they called, engineers?
I think so.
Yeah, I just took all the builders.
So. Yeah, I would throw them all under the builder category.
It's two different classes of those things.
Yeah. On a slight tangent, I'm kind of upset. Not upset, but I felt like the universe was going to come back in a slightly bigger way than it had. I'm kind of disappointed in that. I would have loved to see some... Huh? No, just any characters from, yeah.
Like Starbrand.
Well, Starbrand, that too, because they're around at least, but I'm thinking like Cyphorce, DP7, you know, Mercs even. I don't care. Well, okay, I do care.
Yeah, we're going to Strike Force Morituri. Come on now.
Well, yeah, bring them back, sure, yeah. But hey, there was an appearance of the Space Knights, by the way, in the A-Panel.
Ah, that was awesome. I'm so glad you brought that up. I was cheering.
Yeah.
Everyone's all happy. Cheering. Oh, the Space Knights are alive.
Yeah. Agent 70 had his hands up, cheering for Space Knights that survive.
Yeah. Well, wait, was it that flash, or did they just flash back to the fact that they were fighting?
No,
that was current. They were fighting.
No, they said, right.
Okay. Centauri 7 or 6 or whatever.
Yeah, like Alpha Centauri 4 or something. Like, you know, like the dudes with the orange mohawks, the blue skin dudes with the orange mohawks and the archer. The
Yondos, basically.
Exactly. So the Space Knights basically helped them fight off the builders.
Right.
So they couldn't save Galador, but they were able to liberate another world, which was cool.
Yeah.
At least the Space Knights were, you know, like they're not completely toast. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Avengers Assemble 20?
Nope, not
Didn't
yet.
Read it. No.
I've thumbed through it at some point. Oh, yes, I'll get to that, Dorky Kiss. Don't worry.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Actually, yeah, I'll wait till I get to the other Hickman book before
I see it now.
Uh-huh. Cable and X-Force number 15 I read.
Go today. For it, Tim.
New artist on there whose name I don't recall. I want to give him a shout out though, because I was tweeting with Dennis Hopeless a couple weeks ago about the new artist on there. I just had a G Plus notification that someone, I guess, plused or commented on the event I created for the show, and their name was like spelled backwards or something.
Okay.
Might be spam, who knows? So I'm looking for that. Basically,
I'm looking for the name.
Who's the
Gerardo
guy?
Sandoval?
Yes, thank you.
Gerardo Sandoval is the artist.
And it was, it's kind of on the manga cartoonist side, but I like that.
I was about to say, okay, you got me there.
Oh, with the artist name?
Well, no, you said it was a manga style.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, I like my share of anime, so.
Yeah. I'm not.
There's definitely still very American comic book quality to it. So, you know, I see the manga influence.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of Roger Cruz, who used to be an old X-Force artist, now that I think about it. Fantastic Four 13.
I read this. Oh. I read this as the book hurtles towards cancellation.
Or relaunch.
Relaunch.
Before you get into that, at one of the, I think the last, that one of the Marvel panels over the weekend, Tom Brevoort announced that he wouldn't be the editor over Fantastic Four anymore after like 13 years or something like that.
Hmm. Okay.
So I guess there'll be a new editor for Fantastic Four going forward.
Yeah. So I assume at some point they're going to tie the fact that they're going to come back to Earth and FF and the fact that 4-minute thing or whatever that was going on in the FF is going to get tied back together and end it. I assume.
I don't know what's going on in this book.
Yeah.
What's that, the FF?
Yeah, FF and or Fantastic Four.
Well, Fantastic Four, this is a little bit of a continuation of the storyline, you know, talking about the degenerating powers and hopefully getting that storyline wrapped up. But they're also leading into the final storyline, which is the Dooms, you know, basically Dr. Doom, you know, another Earth where that future Johnny Storm comes from.
Mm-hmm.
another reality, and basically that reality is looking to take over this reality and all other realities, and the Doom in that reality has gotten super powerful. So that's the crux of the storyline.
Let's see. Guardians of the Galaxy number 7, which I did read. Actually enjoyed this issue.
Did not get to it. How was it?
Gave a slight origin story for Angela. I don't know. Sarah Pichelli could draw anything for me.
Okay.
Even, like I said, it's typical Bendis, them standing around talking, sort of like interrogating her. But even that looked great.
Yeah, I haven't read any of it yet. That was going to be next.
Yeah, but and then next issue it finally ties into Infinity. Go figure. The premier Marvel space book just now get into Infinity.
Probably because it was behind for a couple of months, so they just couldn't get it on track.
Yeah, Pichelli was sick supposedly, because she doesn't draw next issue. Who's the name does? Kevin Maguire.
Yeah, she got sick right around San Diego. So if you think about it, San Diego was what, July or August? July, right?
July.
So if you think about it, you know, the books that they were drawing in July have been hitting in September and October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I had some. Supposedly there was another guest artist on this one too, but I couldn't notice. I think whoever it was drew the origin portions of the Angela story. Hawkeye number 13 is back.
Yeah,
I read this. This was a great issue.
Was it? What's going on in here? It's been so long since I've seen a Hawkeye book.
You want to take it? Go for it.
No. Go ahead, Roddy Cat. Go ahead.
Well, I was about to say. Well, basically, this issue takes place before the annual, before Kate left, before.
It actually takes place during.
You know, well, yeah. I mean, what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, but I mean, the start of it. You're right, mm-hmm. because this issue goes through pretty much, you might as well say, the last three or four issues plus the annual in a way, because right. It starts after. So Grills is dead still. So sorry for Grill fans like me.
Yeah, man.
Who's dead?
That was sad.
Grill.
Oh. Grills, yeah. So, and it kind of goes through that, and it goes through Barney, his brother coming back, and basically tying up the loose ends of the last three books, because all the last three books were pretty much point of views of other people, like Bonnie, like Kate, et cetera. And I think this is after the trouble with, it actually does the funeral and Hawkeye coping with it. Well, not coping with it, well, but him being questioned about it, and then it just kind of keeps going from there. So it was a good read. I continue to do it. I missed this book. Like I said on my Instagram Tumblr post, it's been a long time.
I was happy to catch up with the characters, and that says a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it does say a lot that, you know, you're happy to catch up with the characters, the building itself and the tenants in it are characters too in the book. So, you know, it was kind of nice to see what they're up to.
Yeah, he shows up, but they don't really, you know.
I guess he went to California with Kate, right?
Kate, right. Yeah, and they showed that part from Bonnie's view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such an interesting way to do a book, so it keeps me coming back.
Yeah, definitely. So pretty much, if you've read the last three, you hadn't read, the only part you did not see was Hawkeye's point of view in this.
And here it is.
And here it is, yes.
All right, what's next?
Hunger number 4 of 4. The conclusion of that miniseries and the lead into Cataclysm.
Yeah, I read it. It didn't really do much. I mean, there was a couple of cool spreads, you know, action set spreads and splash pages, but, you know, it was a whole lot of noise signifying nothing for me.
Is it safe to say that this would be a pretty good read trade-wise or something? Because I hadn't read any of them, but I've been collecting them. So I figured now that it's
over, you just read it, and then it, like Tim said, it leads right into Cataclysm.
I could say you could almost just jump straight to Cataclysm.
You could do that too, I think.
Oh, okay, that's telling.
Yeah, I mean,
you could do that too.
Nothing, unless something that happened here comes up and becomes a big point in Cataclysm, but I don't see it.
No.
Indestructible Hulk special number one.
Oh, I did not get to read this.
Ties into, it continues the story from the all new X-Men number one, special number one. And I didn't read it either, so don't know what happens in this. The continuation of the Hickman Mumbo Jumbo.
Ah!
New Avengers 11.
I should have read this before Spider-Man, but I didn't.
Yes.
This was an interesting read. There's definitely mumbo jumbo stuff going on, but there's also a lot of
what all this was about. What was the purpose?
A lot of this was, listen, a lot of this was Thanos finding out what the Illuminati were doing and what they're up
to. Yeah, that came at the end, though. Like the whole them going to the other planet and meeting the builders of that planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I see what you mean. I understood what was going on. There was definitely a lot of mumbo jumbo in this issue. I think Hickman has been saving the mumbo jumbo for this issue.
Yeah.
Hey, you got some exposition somewhere, so I guess
that's true. That's true.
I'm gonna have to read it.
All right, are we up to Superior? Superior.
That's endless. Yes, yeah. Superior Spider-Man number 19.
We all read. Wait, what about
Hulk special?
Oh no, no one
I brought
read
that
it.
Up.
Oh, okay. Oh, worked. No, I must have.
No one read
sorry.
It.
Did you read it?
No.
Yeah, okay. None of us did.
Yeah.
Not yet. I will.
Exactly. I will too.
So Spider-Man.
This Superior is the Spider-Man. End of the end of this Spider-Man 29.9. Arc.
Yeah. Well, first things first, we all read this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Or is it?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because of that ending, you know.
He's still there.
Yeah, he's still around.
Okay, so spoilers will be
except
discussed.
he's no longer Hispanic, maybe?
I guess. Yeah, go for it, Tim, because might as well go ahead and open that one
yeah,
up.
Start the dialogue.
So I'm mad I missed this when I read it initially, and Bleeding Cool had to point this out to me. Did y'all catch the hint that was given
yes. in this book? Yes, I didn't read the Bleeding Cool thing, but I did catch
it. You saw it?
Yes.
And my phone's ringing. So,
wait, what was the hint? Maybe
y'all
the hint.
It.
The hint is...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You get it now.
Yes. Actually, there was a couple of on the same page that was kind of funny, because if you remember, like, the panel right after that, mm-hmm. where they basically show from The Last Hunt, or Kraven's The Last Hunt, but mm-hmm. but the tombstone was kind of wrong, which I thought was kind of funny. That's probably not from anything else, but yes, you are right. That was...
As soon as I saw that, I kind of had a smile on my face. You know, and you guys have heard me say on this show, how many months have I said on this show, I personally would love to stab Doc Ock, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the good part about this, is that they actually make you, you know, like, I personally despise this character, and I want to see him fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Slott is doing a good job of that.
Yeah, that's the only thing that really kept it off the chopping block. I'm still kind of thinking about dropping it, but yeah, mm-hmm. This book was kind of said, all right, it's got me for a few more issues, definitely, because of stuff like that.
Yeah, I want to wait for Tim to come back so that we can talk some more about it, but let me see if I can get into, excuse me, some of the things I really liked. I really like that there's a couple of storylines that came to like a real end, like the Horizon storyline, even though it's still continuing.
Right.
I like that, you know, that sort of was tied off, and that there's certain elements of the Horizon storyline that are going to continue, mm-hmm. but you know, this cushy job doesn't exist anymore. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Which you saw that coming, realistically. Right. I mean, that's been since probably what 2-3 issues ago. That's kind of been leading up to,
right?
So, yeah, he's kind of traveling that part, so which will free him up for some things.
Sure. It'll change the dynamic of the book.
Yeah.
We're still talking about Superior Spider-Man. We're just delving into more detail since we all read it.
Yeah, but I like that he basically gave us the big hint.
Yep.
And I was like,
yeah, we left off on that. Exactly. We left off on it. And I was just saying to the to Ronnie Cat and the audience that, you know, when I saw that, I was like, kind of like doing the dance of joy. Die, die, da, die, da, die, da, 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 die. You know? Like, when I saw that, I was like, yeah, you know, I still want to stab Otto Octavius, but, you know, I was happy to see that.
Yeah. Now
I want to know what happened. I want to know what happened when Octavius, when the Krotons exploded, and then they brought him back, and he was screaming at somebody.
Oh, right, because of the lost time and whatnot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like,
I feel like that's probably going to be addressed at some point.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll be addressed. I'm like, what was it?
Yeah. Like, maybe they'll throw another miniseries out there and say, hey, this is what happened then or something.
Did y'all see the covers for Superior Spider-Man 25 or 26, whichever one was the coming out in January? Probably both of them,
I guess. Oh, with the Hobgoblin stuff on it?
Well, no, the, like, a Venom with...
Oh, yeah.
The Octopus.
I did see that one, yeah.
I did not see it. Interesting.
Has he become the Superior Venom?
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. So, you know, there's a couple of plot lines that are moving along. We've got Carly Cooper and was it the Wraith?
The Wraith, yes.
You know, are delving deeper into Otto Gunther Octavius. Did we ever know what his middle name was up until this issue? Because they mentioned it like 3 times. Anyone pull out their old Marvel universe?
I
never paid attention to it.
Right.
Like, if you want, I'll go to my bookshelf now and pull out my the reprints of the old Marvel Universe, and I'll see. Hold on, give me a second. Now I'm curious.
Go for it. So, Tim, what'd you like about this one?
Superior.
Yeah.
I like that.
Outside of the hint.
Mm. Yeah, because besides the hint, I like that. Spider-Man 2099 is sticking around.
Yeah.
All right, so look, check out my snazzy reprint
of
the Essential Marvel Universe. I've got like all the volumes.
Hold that up.
Yeah, they reprinted this like 5 years ago.
Right.
You know, like in Essential format, so you might still be able to find this. And if you go to a con, you probably be able to get this fairly cheap.
Yeah.
So let's see. Let's look up Dr. Octopus. This is the first Marvel Universe edition. So let's see if they give his middle name. I will laugh if they do it. And we just never knew it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is funny. Gunther. I didn't know it. Dr. Octopus. Come on, Dr.
Hey, let's give him a middle name.
Oh, yeah. Supposedly something big and major is supposed to happen next issue.
Oh. See, look, it says Otto Octavius. No Gunther. No Gunther. Look, check it out, people. Otto Octavius.
So either Slott threw that in there for some odd reason, or that just never came out and that was the case, which doesn't seem like it was.
That is funny. So yeah, that was interesting. Like I said, it seemed awkward that they mentioned it like 3 times in the book. All right. Enough about his stupid middle name. What else we got?
We have Uncanny X-Men number 13, Battle of the Atom crossover.
Yes.
He also reviewed this. But this
I thought there was some mumbo jumbo in this book, to tell you the truth.
Well, it was mumbo jumbo, you understood.
Ah!
And actually, I forgot to bring. I hate when I forget to bring stuff up in my reviews. But I was going to ask if you get stabbed with the soul sword, are you dead? Does that kill you? You have the soul sword sticking from your chest through your back? Because a couple of characters had that happen to them, and I'm like, are they dead, or is this like being stabbed by Psylocke's psychic knife or whatever?
Right, or like your soul gets sucked in or something.
Yeah, what happens?
That's a good question.
But, I have no idea.
I call this the fighting issue, because it basically was just one big fight, and they tried to send the original, the evil mutants from the future, which I guess they've been deemed the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. They try to send the original X-Men back, but it doesn't exactly work. And we're given kind of a quick explanation of why that might be. Cyclops trying to be a hero leading the...
Why might that be? You want to spoil it?
Can I do it without looking? Oh, basically because the original X-Men have been here so long that they've like created a whole another time stream or something like that.
Oy. Okay. I did read that.
Yeah, according to Dark Geekus, the Soul Sword doesn't kill. It only hurts magic. It doesn't kill non-magic creatures. It only hurts magic.
Oh, okay.
So what does it do if you get stabbed with it?
Right.
It hurts a lot.
Well.
Oh, yeah, and there was, like, teases of, like, supposedly magic dies in the future and she kills herself or something. Because future Jean was teasing her. So it was like, go ahead and kill yourself.
I think I saw the panel.
You've already done it once, or you do it, it's going to happen or something or another.
Dork Geekus brings up a good point. Maybe the Phoenix Force broke Illyana's Soul Sword.
Oh, yeah, because her powers were supposed to have been all out of whack. They dealt with that, I thought, with... She being possessed, I thought.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, Tim, you kind of answered this to Dork Geekus. Is Battle Atom a good enough read to go through?
I'm a X-Men fan, so
I know.
I like it.
Of course.
As long as the ending gives us something, I will say that.
Okay.
And I will say... I never read Bendis' Avengers stuff, but, you know, I knew his reputation of, you know, just being the dialogue man. And my older brother, Adam Black, he would collect all the various Avengers books. So I kind of flipped through them when I'd be at his house. And it just seemed like nothing really happened in the books. There was never any action or fighting. But I will say I'm enjoying the hell out of his all-new X-Men. That might be one of my favorite Marvel books right now. It's between that and Superior Spider-Man, and that probably gives Superior the nod.
Potential click of the week, then?
Superior would be my click of the week.
Okay, well.
Good stuff I've read.
There you go.
And he answered us, I believe, didn't he?
Who's that?
Dork Geekus. He says... The sorcerer. Normally, it does nothing, but a writer that ignores continuity is behind the helm. Also, he says, lame, the time variance authority is useless.
Oh, is that what the TVA was? Oh.
Yeah.
He's a big time variance authority fan, and he's mad that with all this time travel stuff going on that they're not being used. But they are going to be in Superior Spider-Man Team-Up, I believe.
Now that you're bringing that up, you're right. I didn't... That should have happened by now.
What?
The TVA?
Come on, you know what it is, right? It's the sequestration and the government shutdown. That's why the TVA is not involved.
Nice.
Okay. That should do it for Marvel this week.
Yeah. Anything from Valiant?
They had books, but I haven't got to them yet because I'm still catching up.
No,
I will say they had Exo Manowar 18 and Bloodshot and Hardcore number 15, and I finally read number 14 earlier this week, so I'm about caught up with that.
That Letter 44 book from Oni got a little bit of press.
Yes, that was Dirt did pass that along that would be his click of the week.
Which book?
Letter 44.
Okay. From Oni Press. Okay.
Yeah.
Letter 44, number one. It was selling for $1.
Yeah, and it sold out its run, so you can still get on comicology or whatnot. And I don't know if they're going to do any other run. The premise seems pretty nice. I'm going to have to check that one out.
Oh, this is Charles Soule.
Yeah.
Oh, he wrote it.
Yeah. Nice. Interesting. Interesting. Now I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. So cool. That aside.
All right. So are we doing clicks of the week?
Well, yeah, I gave mine Superior Spider-Man number 19. We spoiled it already, but it was awesome.
Yeah, we spoiled it. Come on, you know. Late spoiler alert there. We spoiled the whole damn thing because we all wanted to talk about it. Yeah. So, you know, I want to select that issue as well, but I actually had a lot of fun this week reading. What's going to be my pick since I read so few books? Let's say Hawkeye 13. Okay. Hawkeye 13 is my click of the week.
And once again, I'm with you on that one because that's my book. So,
apparently I need to go ahead and read this.
Nice.
I need to start asking our people watching live what their click of the week is also.
Yes.
If you want to submit earlier in the week before the show and let us know.
Sure, or even during the show. Like I said, hashtag Comic Book Chronicles with your click of the week and we'll put it on the air.
All right. Radicat, did you give yours or did I miss that?
Yeah, I said it was Hawkeye 13.
Oh, yeah, both of you said Hawkeye. That's right. And let me check my notifications here, make sure no one else has said anything. Oh, cool. That was very
interesting. Dark Geekers, if you're still listening, go ahead and put yours out there, man.
We shall wait.
We're still under Tim's.
We're under my time limit.
He did answer my question about Battle of the Atom. He's like, I assume that's what he's talking about anyway. The series doesn't make any sense, and the villain's motivation is.
I was wondering
motivation is for.
Yeah. So,
but there are no villains in this.
We don't know what the. Exactly. What is the villain's motivation? Supposedly, it has something to do with what happens to Dazzler in the future, but.
But they're not really villains, if you think about it.
Why would that be caused by the past X-Men being in the present? How do they cause her being dead?
I don't know.
I'm at this point, I'm still going with my Kang theory.
I do like that theory, though. I hadn't thought of that because he's mostly been in Uncanny.
See, it makes sense, which is probably why it's not going to happen. But just like I said, then it's a convenient out for them, even if they kind of write themselves out, can't write themselves into it properly. Like, or as I said, it's stick to landing because, sure, some time stuff going on. It's going to be Kang. Why not?
And they have been making a big deal about, like we've been saying, they've supposedly it's a big deal that they go back, but we're not given the why.
Right.
So
I guess we have a response. Sorry?
He said he hasn't read anything this week.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we're here for, to read for you when we get to the stuff in time. See, so the problem is the show actually needs to be like on a Friday to give.
Oh, boom.
I'm not moving there. I'm just staying the obvious.
Yeah.
Stuff comes out Wednesday, and if we do a show Thursday.
Yeah. Like I think we said before, there is no real written rule that it has to be, within the day of the books coming out or something. So
we could talk about old stuff, which we can do 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was about to say the next week's last week's click of the week. I'm sure will be something interesting.
Yeah, I was gonna say next week we're gonna have to pick two, one for each week.
We can do that. Hopefully, I remember.
We'll remember.
Let's see.
We just have two lists. We'll try to condense the review section next week too, if we're going to have a lot of things to talk about. I mean, 2 weeks from now.
Or do two shows.
Ah. We barely have the energy to do one.
Yeah. Oh wait, Betty and Veronica's ending. I'm just throwing that out there because there might be some Archie book readers. I saw that happening. I mean, there still means Archie books are out there. So.
Wow. Betty and Veronica ending.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What do we have here next week?
Yeah, I'm
Aquaman, or like some mainstream DC Aquaman stuff.
I
need to read their
Justice League
month stuff.
What's out for Marvel next week?
Wait, is Green Team ending? I thought I saw something.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, good. Green Team's ending.
Too bad. So sad.
The only first two issues were good. It fell off a cliff to me.
No kidding.
Oh, they're finally bringing that DC versus the Masters of the Universe book back. I started thinking that was a one shot by now.
Yeah. Didn't that come out this week?
No, that's next week.
He-Man came out this week.
Yeah.
Dura would have talked about that this week. He's enjoying that series. Talent. There's a Samurai Jack book.
Oh, yes. I'm in the. Yeah.
From IDW. That's kind of cool.
Anyone that's interested in sort of learning how comic creators think should follow Jim Zub on Twitter.
Okay.
He gives like great advice of like the industry, and he has a website, jimzub.com, I believe, where he has like all these articles about, like recently he's been talking about, budgeting for comics, and he gives like examples of how he's done it for his independent books. But he's going to be the writer on Samurai Jack for IDW, and he's done Skull Kickers for Image. Seems like a cool guy.
Cool. I think I might have retweeted that a couple of days ago from @NewsNerdsNeed, so I can put that out there at once. Because I do remember seeing an article that somebody was talking about that, so I need to go ahead and follow him.
Oh, and I want to mention, it came out this week, but I haven't read it yet. But I will, when I read it, I will review it. The Kickstarter comic that Greg Pak was doing, it's out today.
What was that, Monkey something?
Code Monkey Saves World, number one.
It was out this week?
Yeah.
It came out this week.
Oh,
I've got to
try to pick that up.
Yeah, I got a review copy from him, personally.
Excellent.
Nice.
When I say personally, I mean he was tweeted, hey, who wants a review copy? I'm on his mailing list. Because he sent me the eight preview pages for it, which I posted on dclicknation.com.
I think at last year's New York Comic Con, I may have gotten something for free for Code Monkey Saves World from Greg Pak. Because I talked to him for a while.
The art in it is nice, and just from the eight pages I read, it's kind of humorous too. Mm-hmm. It's like this monkey working in his office, and there's a cute girl he likes, and then some robots bust through, and yeah, it's kind of cool. Yeah,
cool.
So I'm gonna try to read that this weekend and put a review up at least by Sunday.
Excellent.
I will say,
wow,
this,
next week is a big Marvel week.
I was gonna say it's gonna be a fairly decent week for Fraction fans and/or Image. Well, Fraction fans, I guess, in this case.
Yeah, DC's Fraction. Still got Justice League out next week.
IDW's got a bunch of stuff.
Uncanny Avengers out next week. Wolverine, the X-Men. I guess more Battle of the Atom stuff.
Event Infinity the Hunt, which I'm not going to go into right now.
Oh, Pretty Deadly comes out next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Velvet's coming out. Brubaker's book. I'm kind of curious about that one.
Hmm.
Damn, I got
Daredevil's coming out next week. There's two
Image reviews out.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Infinity stuff out next week, but there's a lot of other stuff. Interesting.
All New X-Men's a variant cover.
Sex Criminals number two, yes. Yeah.
Oh, I like number one. I
may have reviewed it great.
Too. I just never got around to it.
Ultimate Comics Spidey's out next week, too.
Ooh. Oh, the Iron Man finale of The Secret Origin.
Finally. 17 issues in.
Nova Savage.
You hear the venom on my, dripping.
Did y'all good question. Did y'all like that Savage Wolverine, beginning of the Jock Savage Wolverine?
I didn't read it.
Never read any of it.
It was. Supposedly he's some big guy in comics, but I was just like, oh, it's...
Yeah, he is a favorite, I hear. So, Young Adventures 11 next week. So,
Superior Carnage, Spider-Man team-up.
Hopefully by next time we meet, I will be caught up on it, Uncanny Avengers.
Ooh, someone's supposed to die next issue, right?
I guess so. It was coming, I know.
Oh, and then Wolverine and X-Men, of course, the... Yeah, Battle of the Atom is going to be over in, 2 weeks?
Wow. We'll see what happens.
Because Wolverine and X-Men, then it goes to X-Men, I think. And then the Battle of the Atom number two bookend. And Young Avengers. Okay. So,
we're definitely going to have a nice pile of things to talk about in 2 weeks.
copious amounts of notes will be made.
Yeah, same here. I'm going to have to actually type notes. Like, I need to make time to type out notes this, for 2 weeks from now.
If Image would be a buddy and put their review stuff out there a day before, and not like the night before, late Tuesday night, I could read some of their stuff ahead of the time before the show.
Come on, buddy, all up in the face. Come on, Image.
I feel like the number ones to read. Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like with at least Velvet and Pretty Deadly, they're probably going to be on the stick on those ones. At least.
They're going to be on what?
On the stick, meaning they're going to probably push those.
Oh, yeah.
And Satellite Sam number 4 is coming out, looks like. Wow, wait.
That's your book, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got onto that one, so we'll see what this one brings.
Gotcha. All right, cool, man. Looks like we're going into the off week. We have a bye week this week.
Bye week, yeah.
We're going into the bye week.
Bye week to get caught up.
That's right. I think we should all try to get caught up.
Yeah. That's going to be my goal.
Yeah, that's a nice little project. I agree with that. I think that's going to be the goal for the bye week.
Yeah.
So I want to thank everyone for tuning in live tonight.
Yes.
You did.
AKA yes, thank you.
And Dirt, if you were watching at home, I'm not sure if you were.
But... Shout out to Classic Materia.
Rest in peace.
No, he's still out there kicking and screaming.
I heard today might have been his birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Classic Materia.
And I saw him tweet somebody today, so he is alive, even though he's dead.
Nah.
I see his Raptor tweets on every now and then, so I know he's around.
Yeah.
He's out there.
Oh, Dorky says Battling Boy, which I still need to check that out. He said he's still enjoying it.
He's the big Battling Boy.
Yep. He's pushing that. You got a commission for that, Dorky?
Jim's up, just tweeted. Paint backgrounds like in Samurai Jack. And he's got a link and some stuff up.
Okay.
And questions, people. Send us questions.
Yes. And clicks of the week. Your own personal clicks of the week so that we can talk about them.
Feel free to use the hashtag Comic Book Chronicles or send the email to dclicknation@gmail.com. We'll read it on the air.
There you go.
So follow us on our Twitter accounts. I'm at TimDogg98 and at TheClickNation. Agent 70 is at Agent_70. Roddy Cat is at Roddy Cat, RoddyKat.
And at News Nerds Need, follow that. I tweet a lot of comic and tech and film, well, less film stuff now, but all that stuff gets tweeted out.
And follow Dirt, who isn't here, at PCN_Dirt. And also go to popculturenetwork.com, which is his website. Plenty of good things on there. He has podcast shows of his own. He has comic book reviews, too, and a whole load of stuff.
Excellent.
So we will see you again in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, people. We are on a bye week.
2 weeks.
And we are the Comic Book Chronicles, and we are signing off.
Valiant Dark One! What? Comic Book Chronicles has dopest trace chronic, yo! I'm steady tripping over them pages and dogging Adam Black, no! Yeah. Graphic or not, this is motherfucking comic book art! The man, Stan Lee, Jack Kirby, Jim Lee, don't give a, as long as them pages are hot, and it's written by Chris Claremont, Jeff Johns, Alan Moore.